Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf Nun Hei, in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Nun Dal and Mubeis towards the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Remei Orimer Demem is Barim, referring to what the Mishnah spoke about, the things that don't have Bihor, you don't have a need to get rid of them on Shvita. What about the Domim? What about if you exchange it for money? So Rabbanan said, if the fruits themselves you don't have to get rid of, so of course the dom you have to get rid of. But Rameir said the dom you do have to get rid of until Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara says, Omar Rameir, machmir adi b'dom, I'm more machmir in the money. Min ha'ikar, more than the ikar. Sha'ashemet shel shvi'is madlikim boy. The oil of Shemitah you can use to light it. Mokar v'lokar boy shemen em madlikim boy. If you sold the oil of Shemitah, and you use the money to buy oil, which is not Shemitah, you're not allowed to light it. Reb Chaim brings here the reason is, because if you're going to come to light it, people are going to forget that it has Gush Shemitah. They know this oil is not Shemitah Dik, so they forget about it. So therefore Chazal said, do not use it to light it. So you see that something that you exchange for money can be more chomer than the original fruit. Continues the Gemara from Hei. Rav Eimi b'shar b'yichron, ichlif shemen b'shemen, shtem asurim. Meaning, if a person has oil of Shemitah and his friend has oil of Shemitah, they both can use the oil of Shemitah and light it. Once they exchange it with each other, so now each one has oil of Shemitah which was exchanged with another oil of Shemitah. And we just learned that if you exchange oil of Shemitah with another oil, you cannot light it. So now you can't light this oil. That's what Gemara says, Shneim Asurim. They both are also to light because they're both exchanged. Kitzadu Oise, what's the solution? You go and exchange them for chulin. Why is that so? So the Reb Chaim goes on to explain, we're going to see in the next perek, that the rule is, when you have fruits of Shemitah, and you exchange it for something else, so now the original fruit retains the Kedusha, and the thing that you exchange it for has the Kedusha. If you exchange that something else with another thing, with a third item, so the third item has a Kedusha, the first item has a Kedusha, but the second item is completely out of Kedusha Shviz. Always Kedusha Shviz is in the original fruit and in the last exchange. Anything in between does not have Kedusha. So here, if you had here a oil of Shemitah, you exchange with oil of Shemitah, so the original oil of Shemitah has its own Kedusha, and now the second oil has its own Kedusha plus the Kedusha that it received from the exchange. You can't light it. You go and exchange that to Chulin. So the exchange moved on to the chulin. The exchange is not anymore in that second oil. All the second oil has is the original gedusha that it always had. And that you can light. So in other words, the minute you take away the exchange, you put it to chulin, the original oil can be lit because it has its own original gedusha shviz. Says the Gemara, Yichlif Yayim B'Shem. Now the Gemara goes on to say, now that we spoke about exchanging, so we speak about other things that have to do with exchange. Someone exchanged wine with oil. Kemoidat oma yain ein sochim using of Chaim's girso. Yain ein madlikim boy, ein sochim boy sovein madlikim boy. Wine you're not allowed to use to put it on your body or to light it. It's meant only to drink. So if so, the kavosa shemen ein sochim boy vein madlikim boy. Also the oil you can't do it. Even the oil you do, your normal oil you're allowed to use to put on the body or to light with it. But here, because it's exchange of wine, it gets the kedusha of the wine. And the same wine you can use, this you can use as well. Hechlif olim belulavim. Olim belulavim are the two parts of a vegetable. And the olim fall off, and therefore they have beer, you have to get rid of them. And the lulavim, which is more the shoots, they stay, and you don't have to get rid of them. So says the Gemara, kemo de tamar olim yesh lem beer. Same way olim have beer, and you have to get rid of him. The kavos lulavim yesh lem beer. So lulavim will have the same thing. Because once you do the exchange, the Kedusha transfers to the new thing. When you exchange food of an Adam with the food of an animal, the same Adam you can use for refu, you can use it to put it on a bandage. You can use the Oichle Beima to use that for the Melugma, even though usually Oichle Beima you could use it. Here there was exchange for Oichle Adam, you can use it. Says the Gemara, 1 second. I can even say that I take oich le'odom and I exchange for oich le'beimo. Ve'atanin, we learned moichli moich le'odom oich le'beimo likach be moich le'odom. You could take food of odom and you could sell that to buy other food of odom. You could do the same thing. Koshki, you could do that with oich le'beimo. You can't sell food of an animal. To take a food of an animal, the way Rabbi Chaim goes on to explain next time with the name of Chazonish, you can't take food of a donkey, sell that to buy a food for an ox. That you can't do because you're ruining one of the foods. You can't sell the oichel of an adam in order to take with it an oichel behemo. Of course you can't do that. If you can't take an animal, a food of an animal to buy a food of an animal, suppose you can't take a food of an adam to get food of an animal. So how do we just say now that if you took a food of an adam and exchanged the food of the animal, the food of the animal retains the kedusha food of the adam. You're not allowed to do that. So the pshat is like this. Adokin voso diyarko. We're talking about some leftovers of vegetables. What do you do with it? You put it on the roof and you let it dry. And from here on, it has the status of oichel behemo. But you still, because it used to be food of Adam, you're not allowed to use it for melukim. You're not allowed to use it for refuah. That's what we said. If you took this vegetables, which used to be oichel Adam, it's not anymore, and you exchange it for oichel behemo, which you're allowed to do, and the Reb Chaim explains, if it's talking about the same animal, it still retains the original kedusha that you can't use it for melukim, you can't use it for refuah. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, it tells us something which doesn't seem to be so fitting over here, where it says, now that we spoke about beer, what is the beer? Yayin at Pesach. Yayin, you have to get rid of it at Pesach. B'shemen at Atzeres, oil is by Shavuos. U'begroigus at the Purim, figs are until Purim. Rabbi B'shem Abchanino, u'betmorim at the Chanukah, dates are until Chanukah and not more. And all this is talking about in the eighth year, meaning the fruits that grew during the seventh year, you have to get rid of them in the next year when? So each one has a different time during the next year. So we have a list of things which to the Mishnah says they have Gusha Shvis. Talk about the crown of the pomegranate, talk about the peels, talk about then we spoke about the pits. But they don't mention what about beer. Beer was not mentioned. Something more of Ilam Shav Shirin Mavo, Habiyachar Vechavusi, Habiyachar and his friends, Habu Yasa, they're sitting down, Makshah, they asked, Amin Yeshla beer or Ilam beer? This whole list, we spoke about that Kedusha Shvis, but does it have a beer or not? Over Aviyana, Ravani passed by, Amin Yagavro Mishalino, As Shaluni. Let's, we have your important person who can ask the question. Let's ask her the question. Omer Lam, so he answered them, anything that falls off has beer. Something that doesn't fall off doesn't have beer. This Mishnah, this list of the Mishnah, something stay and something don't. Something do have a beer, something don't have a beer. Therefore, the Tanya that I want to get into it, into detail which one is which, so we didn't mention at all the union of beer. The more goes on and says that Tzovet Seveya, he can go in color, only for himself, and he can't do it for others. You can't sell it to others. What happens if a person does it for others, not for money, doesn't sell it, but they owe him a favor? That's called Tovas Anoya. Different type of paints. That's what he can do only for himself. Doesn't say that you can do it for others, but Tovas Anoya. So you can do it only for yourself. Not you can't do for others, not for money, and not for doing favors for others when they're going to owe him a toivo, a favor that he did for them something, and they owe him a karsa toivo. You're not allowed to do any schoyo with anything which is not edible. We spoke about nevela and trefa, all these things, you can't do business with it. So the one says, what's the source? Ksiv, tmeim heim olachem. It says in the pasuk that they're tame. Matomud loima vet tmeim yolachem. It says again in the pasuk that they're tame, the things you're not allowed to eat. One is not to eat, one is not to enjoy, meaning you may not have to make a business out of it. And as we saw in the Mishnah, if it happens to be that you have it, you can sell it. It's not a full Yisra'a Noah, but it's a limited Yisra'a Noah that you can do business out of it. Says it more than involve, anything you're not allowed to eat, you're not to eat. Also, you can't do business with it. Anything it's also only with Yivraim, only there Abanon, you could do business with it. What about a donkey? A donkey not allowed to eat. We don't find there's a problem to sell it. It says, the main purpose of a donkey is why they raise donkeys in order for it to do work, not to be eaten. What about a camel? Also, it's meant to do work. It's not like an avail and trade for the main purpose of it when you sell togo is to be eaten. Rashayo Nosov Vyov Behadin Murais. He did business with Murais. Rav Chuno Nosov Vyov Behadin Chaltuso. He did business with Chaltuso. These are two items that are also midirabanan. They're items that belong to Goyim. The Rabbanon said a Jew cannot injure them. So because it's only Yisur Derabanan, they did business that have said that Yisur Derabanan, you're allowed to do business with it. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviis Daf Nun Hei.